Hey, everybody. Welcome to the IVM Podcast Network. Wow, we're dealing with some stuff, aren't we? The COVID-19 scare we're facing in India and the world has, well, you know, I mean, like, it's really changed our lives, hasn't it? But it's also seriously impacted our ability to create podcasts and to get them out to you on schedule. For the next few weeks, I'd like to ask for your patience if episodes are delayed or postponed. We're also going to be doing many of the recordings remotely, like this one, for example, right? And sound quality is going to be a little uneven while we're facing this time, right? If you want to listen to discussions about COVID, we have had conversations on Cyrus Says, the Pragati Podcast, Thale Arate, All Things Policy, The Habit Coach, and other shows as well, right? So, I mean, like, please do continue to stay tuned, and we will be talking about this stuff, and we'll be talking about life in general. Also want to thank our sponsors this week, HDFC Life and Paytm Money. So let's get on with this, and I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Hello, I'm Shifa Maitra, and welcome to the Smile India Podcast. Here you get to hear news, but with a twist. The news is all about India and Indians and is 100% positive. So stop groaning about what is wrong with the country and look at what is wow. So let's get started. If you live or have been to Mumbai, chances are you would have traveled by the local train. Rightly called the lifeline of the city, the trains also have a dark side. And every day people lose their lives as they cross the railway tracks and get hit by a speeding train. Everyone knows it's wrong, but it still happens to save time. Well, that's not changing. And if you plan to cross the tracks, you will meet Yamraj before the train. Seriously, I'm not kidding. The Lord of Death is waiting for you. The railway authorities have begun a campaign wherein huge bouncers dressed like Yamraj are patrolling the tracks. The minute someone sees them, they change their plans and take the subway or the overhead bridge. And if some poor soul has not noticed them, they get carried over Yamraj's shoulders and are deposited back on the station. Now they pay a heavy fine and provide entertainment for other commuters. The campaign is working well and will be extended to other cities as well. For once, Yamraj is saving lives instead of taking them. And now from Mumbai to Pune, where Geeta Kalle has become quite the sensation. The young lady is being flooded with work in this downside and has to refuse offers every day. Okay, I know you're wondering, what sector does she work in? Geeta is a housemaid who works in different homes. One day she was upset as she lost one job and another employer, Dhanashree Shinde, felt bad for her. Being a marketing professional, Dhanashree did what came naturally to her. So the next day, Geeta was given 100 well-designed visiting cards. These stated her name, number and the services she provided with the corresponding rates. Geeta was not sure, but she distributed them in the neighboring buildings. The cards created quite a stir and she started getting calls within the hour. She could pick and choose homes she wanted to work in. Dhanashree shared the card online and now Geeta has offers from other cities too. What a wonderful way of using technology, right? Well, the next piece of news also involves technology. Food delivery apps that are a part of all our lives now. Well, in Trivandrum, even Shadow, a stray dog, has an account. This heartwarming story began when Varghese Oman, a local resident, started feeding some stray dogs. One of them formed a deep bond with him and would follow him around, hence the name Shadow. He stopped eating at garbage bins and waited outside Varghese's gate for meals that were cooked at home for him. Once Varghese had to travel out of town for work and he did not want Shadow to stay hungry, so he made an account for Shadow and ordered biryani for him. When the delivery guy called for the location, he was asked if there was a white dog at the gate. He said yes, so he was asked to unpack the biryani and give it to him. Shadow finished his meal and then asked the watchman to help him put the empty box in the trash can. Well, as they say, every dog has its day. And now there's someone asking for your help. You've seen this man being played by Aamir Khan in Three Idiots. Yes, we're talking about Sonam Wangchuk. This climate warrior is doing great work in his home state, Ladakh, and now has a campaign called I Live Simply. He would like people in big cities to make small changes in their lifestyles so Ladakhis do not suffer so much. The number of flash floods and landslides in the hills has gone up, and the reason is the carelessness of city dwellers. He urges people to reduce their carbon footprint by taking less flights and more trains, by using the cycle instead of the car. Check out his appeal online where he talks about little things that Ladakhis do which others can adopt easily. In the loose garment they wear, every Ladakhi always carries a cloth bag and a steel cup, so they never need to use plastic when they're out. Simple enough, right? So hope we remember to do the same. This is Shifa Maitra signing off. See you soon, and if you would like some more great news on the country, check out Good News Indians on Facebook and Pinterest. For more such interesting podcasts, check out the IVM app or website or wherever you get your podcasts from. We won't disappoint you.